Hi, welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of November, we will be exploring the topic, Praising His Worthiness. November 1, His Title. Jesus went out to the villages of Caesarea Philippi, and he questioned his disciples, saying to them, "Who do people say that I am?" Mark 8, verse 27. When I visited the ancient city of Caesarea Philippi, I encountered a really interesting background for today's text. This city, also named Panias, after the pagan god Pan, was located at the base of Mount Hermon. It had a beautiful spring of water and a large cave that was known as the Cave of Pan. There were several niches carved out of the rock next to it, where statues of gods were placed. This was an important center of pagan worship, showcasing images of several pagan deities. Seeing those pagan shrines carved in the rock, I could visualize Jesus in that place asking his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" Mark 8, verse 27. Throughout the first half of Mark, people had asked, "Who is this man?" Now Jesus asked them the same question. They told him, saying, "John the Baptist, and others say Elijah, but others, one of the prophets." Mark 8, verse 28. Then he asked his own disciples directly, "But who do you say that I am?" Mark 8, verse 29. Peter answered, "You are the Christ." The first half of Mark emphasizes the authority of Jesus as Son of God. But now Jesus revealed that there was more to him than his power. He began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed and after 3 days rise again. Mark 8, verse 31. He was also the suffering servant, the Son of Man who would give his life a ransom for many. Mark 10, verse 45. Son of Man is the title that Jesus most often used when referring to himself in the Gospels. It is a veiled messianic title from the Old Testament, and it is the title that most closely identifies him with the human race. And who do you say that he is? He is not one of many deities, or a god who is aloof and distant. He is the Creator-Redeemer God, our Kinsman-Redeemer who died to set us free. He is the one who knows us intimately. He guides us and provides what we need. He is worthy of our praise because of who he is and what he has done.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!